The reality is that the UK tourists is down 375,000, which means a loss of 2,600 jobs for next year. This is a massive impact. Massive impact to Sligo Leitrim. Like, we already seen it around the 12th of July, the less northern visitor, less UK visitor. And this is what we were trying to explain yesterday up in the Dáil. Like, from the border community against Brexit yesterday, with a full team there from all different sectors, like talking about medical, health, farming, agricultural, all the different, you know, different industries. But the reality was, what we were trying to get across to the TDs and the senators, it is about, you know, the real story about the real person along the border. And, you know, we're seeing it in our own business. Like, if we lose that amount of UK tours, you know, this is a, you know, this is our main tourist person coming to Sligo Leitrim region.
What are UK tourists currently telling you at the minute?
The UK tourists, like, there's a concept out there, it was about currency. But we were saying, we looked at the UK tourist numbers. They're up 10% going into mainland Europe. Like, the reality is, we need to put a very, very positive campaign into UK for next year and say, and talk about Brexit. You know, this is the elephant in the room. You know, and I think it's a more fear factor for the UK visitor coming to the border region saying, are they not wanted here? And what we're saying as a positive story is that we want you here. We need your custom. And you're very, very welcome. Because that was, we have a young, an old couple that comes to us twice a year from North Cornwall. And like, they asked that question, they says, like, are we still welcome along the border region? And we told them, says, yes, you're very, very welcome. And this is what we're saying, the Tourism Ireland and Bolch Island, we need to put a very, very positive campaign into the UK and welcome these visitors to the border region.
So is there currently a feeling among some UK tourists that they feel that they may not be welcome in Ireland because of Brexit?
Yes, there is that feeling, and that's a very, very real feeling, you know what I mean? Because it's about history, and it's about where, you know, where our, the past. But, you know, we want to try and get away from that. Like, we want to keep to open the conversation, but keep the conversation positive. We need these visitors. We need these in rural Ireland.